14th of October 2009. First link today over on Reuters.com. Will solar speed up emerging cell phone revolution? Hong Kong, watching his son kick around a makeshift ball made from a tightly bound plastic bags. Ugandan handyman Jackson Maui marvels at the way business has improved since he bought a solar-powered mobile phone. Now, this is an interesting little report and one that I'd never really thought about. I'd always been pushing at the idea of why don't we have solar-powered panels on the back of a mobile phone, but I didn't really sort of take into, I didn't factor in what it actually would mean or bring to a person who actually only uses that as his one communication device, and especially if it's a business that requires information that you know, all day long, and he doesn't have to worry about going to get it powered up. So one of the little bits of stories on here was about millions of people in Africa and Asia that don't have any connection to electricity grids, or it's unreliable in some way. These little solar power gadgets are proving to be revolutionary, right down to farmers can check market prices before deciding which crop seeds to sow, speak to buyers from their fields and get weather forecasts. And unlike normal mobile phones, they don't have to worry about their power losing, their battery losing power. Huge, huge revolutionary actions going on there. Because if you think about it, if around the globe we have been working to a system of guessing, and now we have these crazy weather systems, now we have the ability to have technology to be utilized like it should have been utilized, not as just some sort of like new gimmick or new kind of technology fad, but actually be used to update buyers and farmers to say yes, sow this, make that. I think it's fascinating where our world's maybe hurtling towards this mass of decisions that we need to act on quickly, but the fact that we've got various bits of technology trying to fill in the gaps is fascinating to me. Next link today is over on matadorchange.com. I wanted to mention this site because I really like the Matador network. They have a very, I'd like to say the word loose, but I don't think that's probably the best way to call it. But they've got a really nice bunch of bloggers who write some really good blog posts that are a little bit side of the norm, a little bit alternative. And Matador Change is about green environmental sustainability issues, be the change around the world, and it's part of the Matador network. Go and check it out, subscribe our RSS feed. They're also on Twitter as well. The last four or five posts have been five more ways you can help your college go green. Is climate change a religion? The only way to save our reefs is to freeze them. If the government won't help New Orleans, Dave Eggers will. Obama Gate teams up to create World Online Peace Corps. You know, there's a lot of good, positive stuff on this site about environmental stuff, and definitely worth adding to your RSS reader. Next link today is from a UK site called Creative Brand Marketing, and they released this this month. And it's all the UK social networking statistics. And I think some of them would surprise you, actually. Gives you a breakdown in the UK and worldwide of traffic over a variety of sites from Facebook, Twitter, and so on. And it was interesting to see the amount of unique visitors. There's 23 million people over a 30-day period who are hitting Facebook. And their reach is 50.7% in the UK compared to 28% worldwide. There's 18 billion page views in a 30-day period on Facebook, which is just incredible amount of page views. The average time on the site is 25 minutes, and the average visits per visitor is 33 worldwide by 25. So the UK on Facebook especially is getting a lot of traffic. Very useful stats and statistics on this page. If you are in the sort of social media arena building applications for different platforms, might be good to go and have a look to see which ones to concentrate over other ones. Next link today is over on Comfy, comufy.com. This is a solution to do with social networks in terms of, as they put it, empowering communications. So you've got like this API service between business, Comfy, and then the social networks. So they've got a time-critical message system, they've got a workflow management system, and they've also got this online gaming platform as well. There's a new version of the site just gone up, and it's cool. It's a little bit bland on the front end. It needs a little bit of work, but they've definitely got some cool stuff going on the site. Go and check it out if you are in PR and you're doing tracking in any way, shape or form. There's a bunch of services out there like this at the moment, and Comfy looks like one that could definitely break into this arena and steal quite a lot of market share if they did it correctly. Next link is over on TechSmith. Camtasia is now available for the Mac, and there's a free trial version. You can buy it. It was $149, been reduced to $99. I'm a little bit sort of hesitant to talk too much about Camtasia for the Mac because ScreenFlow was the first one that came out. Well, it wasn't the first one that came out, but it was the first one that I thought, yes, this is a stable version of a screencasting tool that I could use. And it has features in it that didn't actually exist in the PC version of Camtasia. And I guess Camtasia is, TechSmith are actually paying a little bit of catch up. And there is good reasons for that. They didn't have many, I think they were a very PC orientated business. They didn't really have any Mac coders as such. And so they had a lot of catching up to do. And also they didn't have a demand at the start because they were primarily known as a PC company. And they've got a bunch of other products that they support as well. But I will download it. I will download it and have a play around with it, see what's on it, that see if it makes it, you know, anything on that's any good. There's also something for the iPhone called BikBok, or is that Strokes? I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to look into that. Camtasia for Mac has already been key to iPhone application marketing for BikBok. It creates stunning screencasts for our apps, which helps us raise above other developers. I'm going to check that out because I didn't know there was something for the iPhone, and that could be really interesting. Next link today is, a final link today is actually on Design 21, design21sdn.com, better design for the greater good. This is in partnership with the UNESCO. Are you a socially conscientious designer, non-profit, individual or organization who believes social change can happen through design? Really cool site. They've got a whole bunch of categories from aid, arts and culture, communication, community, education, environment, peace, poverty and well-being. And a really good network to get into if you are any of those organizations, non-profit, individual, or indeed an organization who can believe in social change. And they've got a great bunch of networks on there as well. This Design 21 itself, is their mission is to inspire social activism through design. We connect people who want to explore ways design can positively impact our many worlds and who want to change. Create change. So, I mean, some of the tools that I've been building with Responder will be ideal for this. And I have took an alternative view of how I think I'm going to deliver that now. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel in making themes, actually just sell almost components and widgets that people in the field would use. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.